Jane Kennedy, Mick Molloy. This is Kennedy Molloy. Big show today, live from the MCG. Now it's time for this.
Out wide to Embley. Tough kick. Goes for the banana. Andrew Embley. Ripping goal.
Please welcome Andrew Embley.
Hello, mate.
How are you guys? How are we all?
Welcome to our big prelim Kennedy Molloy edition, coming live from our Perth studios right now. Paint the picture. What's the atmosphere like? What's the build-up like? What's going on?
It's starting to get pretty big. I did a little gig at the Optus Stadium about a couple of hours ago, and the Melbourne supporters are all starting to roll into town. I think the Eagles supporters are still working, but come tonight and then come tomorrow, this place is going to be alive. The noise at the qualifying final between West Coast and Collingwood was the loudest that I'd ever heard in Perth. So it's going to be something pretty special tomorrow afternoon.
Jane, of course, is coming over. She's getting on a plane after this show.
Yep, Andrew.
And I hope she's bringing her security.
Oh, no, mate, no. And I just thought I've got the red and blue on now for you.
Oh, I reckon you might want to take that off. I reckon the streets of Baghdad might be a bit safer than Perth tomorrow. West Coast are very, very loyal.
But you know what? Perth in general is, we used to play at my school. I went to a Melbourne school called Peninsula, and we used to play against Christchurch Grammar. Over there in Perth, and we used to go over there on footy trips. And we'd be drinking down at the OBH in Cottesloe or somewhere. and it was a great place. But we used to talk footy, and we'd get in so many. Once people realised we were from Victoria, I got kicked out of cabs by cab drivers. Get out. And I remember being opposite the OBH and at the end of a pretty good night, and there was a guy serving souvlakis or hot dogs out the front. And I go over, and he found out I was from Victoria. He goes, "Hey, you from Victoria, mate?" He goes, "What do you think of Kenny Hunter?" And I go, as a joke, "Kenny who?" He jumps out, shuts the door and chases me down the street. So I would be careful about getting on the front foot.
I am expecting, and I have been advised to perhaps bring a poncho, not for the rain, but for post-match beer swilling.
I think that might be a good idea. Certainly no rain, but, yeah, you might want to wear a raincoat because – West Coast supporters, well, they're very harsh on their own, let alone opposition supporters, but no, it should be wonderful.
Andrew, you've been involved in some of the premiership sides. You've been involved in some of the best teams to ever, the Weagles to produce. Yeah. Where do you put this one? Can this team go all the way?
It's a really good team. I like the fact that they are very even. They've got a really good blend of youth and experience. They've been really led well by Shannon Hearn. But they've also got some really exciting young kids that have come into the system this year, in particular Rioli and Ryan. They are just so active and so alive in that forward line. I think Tom Cole's another young guy that probably doesn't get the credit that he deserves, but has played some really important roles this year. So they're starting to believe, and that's the most important thing. When you believe, and you have to at this time of the year, that your best is good enough to be able to beat any side, then anything's possible. So they played some outstanding football, obviously, without Nick Nat and Andrew Gaff and now Brad Shepherd. They've been really resilient, but they'll back themselves in against Melbourne. And as we know, the Demons are in some really good form, so it should be a cracker.
Excellent. You know, the Demons are in good form and set to take on what would be Julie Bishop's favourite team as the number one ticket holder. So I'm looking forward to seeing her. We're going to an official function tomorrow. So I'm looking forward to see Julie.
Majesty. Oh, I know. We love Julie here in Perth, yes. She's one of our favourites, Julie.
She is a diehard supporter, so good for her. I don't think we have number one ticket holder at Melbourne Football Club because everyone's a number one
ticket holder. Lord Louis Mountbatten or someone. No doubt. And tell us about Andrew Gaff. It's a really sad footnote to the end of the season. He's such a special part and it seems such an insane incident. Has everyone picked themselves up and dust themselves off over there after that?
They have, yeah. It was really obviously unfortunate. And knowing Gaffy really well, it was something that I don't think any of us expected him to do. I don't think any of us believed it was deliberate or anything like that. But unfortunately, it did happen. And he's had a lot of support here in Perth. A lot of people have got behind him. He's obviously went home to Melbourne, spent some time with the family there. He's back in Perth at the moment and been really great around the group. He's training with the guys and given some of the midfielders, some of the young midfielders, a lot of advice and tips at the moment. So he'll be around and hopefully he's around at the end of the year too.
Speaking of advice, there's a lot of Melbourne fans who have probably been going to Perth for the first time ever, probably expect to change money at the airport or something. Who knows this lot? Can you tip them into some good venues around town or some good places to go or any live sites, anything that you think might be perfect for the Melbourne supporter?
The Crown Casino is a wonderful place. I think that's handy. right next to the stadium. So. Yep. Once West Coast knock off Melbourne, you're feeling a little bit disappointed, I'd wander over to the Crown and have a couple of beers and enjoy the night. But certainly down at the beach, Cottesloe Beach, Scarborough Beach, there's a lot going down there. And the weather is expected to be pretty good here in Perth this weekend. So I certainly look to get down there at some stage.
Will that be a factor? They're saying it could be 25 or 26 degrees. If that is the case, surely that Melbourne could tire early.
Could do, but in saying that, we haven't had much warm conditions over here anyway, so it's probably won't favour both sides. But at the moment, with the way the Eagles are playing and the way that they're actually starting to believe, I think it's going to be a wonderful contest, and I don't think the weather will really play too much of a part.
Well, Andrew, from beautiful city of Perth, it's a beautiful place, WA. I'm looking forward to going over there and having one of the happiest flights home ever on the red eye back to Melbourne. Thanks so much for joining us.
And
I'll see you around tomorrow.
Good luck.
Thanks. Looking forward to the footy tonight too.
They call them the People's Finals.
The Melbourne Footy Club, after so much pain, are into a prelim.
And this year, Kennedy Malloy has some skin in the game.
Rioli kicks a ripper.
Can Mickey's Tigers silence the Magpie Army?
Embrace the Tiger Madness.
And can James Dees deliver a fairy tale over West Coast?
Bit nervous.
Very nervous,
look on
actually.
Edge.
Today, soak up all the nervous anticipation of the prelims with Kennedy Malloy live from the Triple M Footy Commentary Box at the MCG.
Bang!
Wow, that's awesome.
This is Kennedy Malloy rocks the prelims live from the Triple MCG.
Here we go, people, live from Ground Zero, the big outdoor cathedral here at the Triple MCG. We're about to blow the roof off this joint with possibly the biggest occasion I can think of in the modern era. Bar none. Richmond v Collingwood. There can be only one winner. This is going to be a very long year for somebody. Hopefully not me. What now we've got coming up? Chris Judd, Santo Chilaura, Collingwood president Eddie Maguire. We'll be in to thump the table, no doubt. We'll have the weekend review, but let's start at the top.
Gets onto the drop part, gets the distance and the accuracy. Luke Darcy's performance, tremendous.
Please welcome Luke Darcy.
Hello, Luke.
Hello, Darcy. How are you?
Hey, Jane and Mick. Great to be here. A bit concerned that was the extent of my highlights over a 14-year period, Jane. That was the body of work that I was able to come up with.
No, that doesn't seem fair.
Thanks for the effort you went to.
Listen, that was all Mick's doing. I wanted to go much longer. Jeez,
we've been under the pump today.
It's been a busy day. You've got a bit going on, let's be honest with you. There's a fair bit happening here.
Between the two of us, Darcy, it is great to... Well, this is the first time that you've been on Kennedy Malloy, and it's really good to have you.
What a great privilege it is, and I couldn't be more excited on a night. This is, to me, one of the all-time great nights, and I get the privilege of sitting in the chair at the MCG.
Yep.
And in the best seat in the house, Jane and Mick, and you're reminded now just how lucky you are to do the job that we do on the weekends.
It's a preliminary final too, and this is the hardcore footy finals, isn't it? Yeah. Like we all say if you go to the granny, there's probably people going there for the first time ever or on corporate packages. Yep. But to see the two biggest, two giants of the AFL, Richmond and Collingwood, we've probably got a combined membership of 160-odd, to pack this place to the gunnels and know that it's a knockout comp. There's a fair bit at stake with this, eh?
You know what I love, about this sport and what I love about nights like tonight, the raw emotion that you see across the night. So I know you well enough to know if this result doesn't go the way you like, you just stay away from
him. I'm very concerned.
I wouldn't approach him if you're out there and it doesn't work out.
No selfies.
Can I say the same to you about working on Hot Breakfast with Ed if it doesn't go the right way there?
Jane, either way is not great. If they win, he's going to be unbearable. If they lose, he's going to be just as bad.
What's he been like this week?
Crazy. like crazy, out of control, really, like, really unhinged. Oh,
and I really wish I was back on the hot breakfast this week.
I bet you do.
Just to be this far away from him and just see him under the microscope.
Now, I expect that from you, and I expect that from Eddie McGuire. But you know what amazed me last year, and your great mate, Matthew Richardson, I get the pleasure to work with. He's one of the all-time great people. Yes. And this is a man who kicked 800 goals. He's one of the best players the game's ever
seen. And a ripping bloke.
And to see, and you would think you'd be excused to sort of maybe be a bit jealous grand final day because you went out there. That is a man that was reduced to a blubbering mess this time. Like, that's how much it means to people.
Correct.
You can't,
it is.
What other thing in your life, you know, apart from a couple?
Well, Dus, you're a man who says you've never cried. Well, it's very hard to make you cry. But
I'm not proud of that, by the way.
No.
You're vacant. You're like a vessel. You're one of the most ceramic men I've ever met.
Shut up. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that you... It's
good to see you.
Like a droid.
No.
Well, what's your point?
I'm trying to get my point out.
He has no feelings.
No.
Like a robot.
I was saying, when Bulldogs won, it was the preliminary final that I remember you saying, that was the win that meant everything because it was extraordinary. Then that meant getting through
to
the grand final.
Well, Jane, I was lucky enough to play in two prelim finals. I was just talking to Sando Chilaro about that before, and I still get a little bit unnerved by today because we were up by, I think, 26 points in the last quarter. And my dad was sitting there, and he is the most un-over-the-top father.
He's low-key.
He's low-key. He's got no pulse rate at all. And my brother had flown back from overseas to this game.
Yes.
And so he's never forgiven himself for this, Jane. So he sat there, and just at the start of the last quarter, he turned to my brother and said, we should get grand final tickets. And
at that moment,
Darren Jarman took a mark and kicked a goal and then kicked another goal and another goal. And he's never forgiven himself for jinxing us out of our only grand final.
Can I say this too? On the plus side, though, he was famous, your father, for getting his hair washed at half time. Right or wrong?
Was it half time?
Well, it was at half time.
At normal game.
Now, this is a Footscray great, by the way.
One of the very dashing.
We're not proud of that as a family, Jane. That was he used to get his hair shampooed at half time.
I still cannot get my head around it.
No, I don't understand. It doesn't make sense. They had a club hairdresser, and that was.
If the Tigers are down at half time, I'm going to expect to see them all in there getting a rinse.
But I honestly used to understand when the players would have a cigarette at half.
Well, he'd have a dart as well.
Oh, he'd have a dart as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. he had the dart and the hair shampoo at the same time.
Hey, Dars, quickly, how does Jane's D's go over in Perth? What's going to happen there?
Well, I've loved Jane's story. It's one of the greatest acts of love I've ever heard in my life.
Men are really impressed by this. Wow. I had no idea it was that good.
Had put a call out to my wife, Beck. If you could think of me at any stage in that way, that would be a relationship changer.
Just
anything of that. But
a couple of tickets to Denny's. Give us something.
Beck, don't worry about Beck. She does plenty right by you.
She's on a good wicket, Beck. But Melbourne supporters, Jane, anyone who's not got a dog in the fight, as Mick Willoy would say, we're barracking for Melbourne.
Yep.
It's going to be bloody hard over there. And I just warn you, when you're a robber sitting there, barrack carefully in the west.
You know what? No, I'm going to start trouble.
You're going to have a go at it.
I'm going to cause a scene, and I'm going to get in the papers.
You won't die wondering, put it that way. And remember, again, if you're listening in Perth anywhere, they love selfies. Just go up. They really do.
Rob loves them more than me.
They pretend they don't, but they really don't even ask. Just put your arm around it and take a photo. Mate, thank you for coming in.
Great to see you. Good luck.
Ed, he's coming in. What should I ask him? Straight off the top.
Oh, mate, be careful tonight. You might get him tonight.
Right.
I reckon it's the night you might crack him tonight.
Well, enjoy your call, Dar.
Thanks, Jane. Good to see you. Good luck, Mick.
Good on you.
Have a good night.
Live from the MCG preliminary final day, it is here, Richmond and Collingwood. We've got Eddie McGuire to join us in just a moment, but right now...
Brilliant gather by the chair. Goes with the left foot. How does he manage this? It's supernatural.
Please welcome Chris Judd.
That was a bit light.
That was
on
also
too.
Short too.
That was okay. Happy with that.
Are you happy with it?
Yep.
A few Brownlow medals there along the way, and well.
Luke Darcy blew up. He was less. Have you got it there, Dave? Have a listen to Luke.
Gets onto the drop part, gets the distance and the accuracy. Luke Darcy's performance, tremendous.
Please welcome Luke Darcy.
He's dished off airborne. Got him in. How are you, mate?
I'm good.
Mate, it's great to see you here at the MCG. The last time I have strong memory of you at the MCG was a terrible year for the Tigers. It was when Carlton finished ninth. and somehow crowbarred their way into the final eight. And the Tigers were out here in their first final for some time, sailing at halftime. We were actually trying to book our tickets at halftime to get to book them for Sydney, because that's where we would have been going.
Counting on a good percentage, you were just going that way.
Until you decided selfishly to go berserk and ruin it for every Tiger fan. So I hope you're happy and we haven't forgotten.
It's a special day, wasn't it, for the Carlton fans at least. I remember the Tiger drums are out and that five goals up at halftime, and it's when Richmond were very, very fragile, but it's a different story.
It's a different story now. We are bulletproof. We cannot. Can we be beaten today?
Well, it's possible, but I can't see it happening. I think too fresh, put too much pressure on the Pies, and I think it's very hard to imagine Richmond going down tonight.
Early on in the season, people were a bit dissing the Pies, really. So here they are in a preliminary final.
Well, no, I don't think dissing. I think they thought at the start of the season they're vulnerable. They're like where Richmond was the year before.
Yeah.
Don't you reckon?
They were, and they've had, I think, equal most games missed through injury this year.
Yeah.
So the Pies' story this year is pretty incredible.
They play, out of all the teams I've said we played this year, I reckon they were probably as good as anyone we played. It's going to be great. What a fantastic night for Melbourne. Can you think of a bigger occasion than this in the modern history that's not a grand final?
Outside of a grand final, I can't remember a bigger game, certainly in my adult life in Melbourne. So it's going to be huge, and Melbourne comes alive, doesn't it? The sun's out all of a sudden. People have been hibernating all winter.
Two tribes go to war. How close did you come to going to Collingwood?
Pretty close.
So
really?
can you tell, what was the discussions? Yeah. Was it with our next guest?
Eddie was involved.
Was he involved?
Eddie and Mick were involved. Put forward a very slick presentation. So, it was a toss of the coin in the end. Went to Carlton, and we didn't have the success we'd have liked, Mick, but couldn't imagine it any other way.
How did Collingwood go in the meantime? Did they pick up anything along the way?
A little bit of a success, Mick. But let's not get bogged down in the minutiae. We can't forget all the community work and things I did for recycling, Mick.
Which was
very, very close to my heart.
The world
well.
Is a better place.
That's right.
The world is a safer place for my children.
We are loving you as a broadcaster and now as a media performer.
And congratulations, award winner.
That's correct, an award winner.
What did you win?
Thank you, the Lou Richards Award, Mick.
Oh, well,
that was
a
tremendous honour.
Is this Huge Best deal. New Talent?
No, this was... I think the media personality that best encapsulates the spirit of Lou Richards. Me and Lou, there's a lot of similarities, Jane. Like both charismatic. I'm a little bit taller and more muscular, Mick, but and he's got a better head of hair. But other than that, a lot of similarities.
Can I say, and I believe you guys in the huddle, you're going to be playing your speech. Did you make a very...
Chatham House rules, Mick. I don't think
that'll
come out. Surely.
I did hear a few whispers that you might have forgotten a few people in your thank you.
As far as I know, that was a private speech. So I'd be very surprised if that came out.
Let's talk about your old club, West Coast Eagles, tomorrow night.
Yep.
Where do you put them? You played in the best of the best from the Weagles. Where do you think this team sits, and can it win it? Can it go all the way?
Yeah, I think they can win it. I think they're... they're very even. They're really well coached. They've got a game plan where they kick a little bit more than the other team.
Yep.
So Richmond and Collingwood and Melbourne, their game's built around pressure and contestable. I feel like West Coast's the only team where their game's more built around transition and uncontested footy. So the one thing for the footy heads out there, at least it's something different.
Yes.
And that's sometimes harder to come up against.
They're fun to watch too.
And any advice for a Melbourne supporter going across, as I am tonight with Rob Sitch, we're going to get the game. Any advice
for stay too long over in the Wild West, because a lot of people get Perth, and I've seen it happen to a lot of good men and women. So
what do you mean? We won't see them again? They won't come back?
Well, it depends how long they choose to stay for.
Am I going to get kidnapped? What's going to happen? Sounds like fun.
You might love it.
Yeah, I might love it.
Hey, did you say there's a live site that you need to plug for?
There is, for anybody who wants to watch the game, can't get across to Perth, Fed Square. You can watch from about 3:30 on in Melbourne, so you can have
and it's the only place in Australia you can get mid-strength Grange on tap. So that'll be good. Do you still hold a candle for West Coast?
You spent a lot
of time there, and you've won in Brownlows and Premierships. Is it still close to your heart?
Yeah, it is. Look, I had 6 years there, and they're as fond of memories as I have of any time in my life. So I still keep in contact with a lot of players.
And
a lot of those guys.
Bex from Perth too, isn't she?
Bex from Perth. Yep. Oscar, my eldest son, Barry, to the West Coast.
Wow.
What do you do? Just go over. It's like a raiding mission, isn't it? You've gone over, taken a Brownlow, their women, their premierships, and then come home. What a bastard.
Hey, great to talk to you. Thank you very much for joining us on Kennedy Malloy this afternoon. Have a great show next.
Thanks, guys.
After us.
Catch up soon.
The great Chris Judd joining us on... I can see Eddie Maguire is in the house. He's going to join us right after this. Kennedy Malloy. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy, live from the MCG. It's Richmond and Collingwood, and I can see the president has entered the commentary box, Mick. Eddie Maguire.
Dangerous. Hello, lovely to have you, mate. Good to see you, mate. What's
he's
going
in his
on?
Natural habitat.
Yes.
We've got. I can't think of anyone associated with either club or be riding this harder than the man sitting beside me.
Me and 100,000 others, Beckins. Don't worry.
It means so much. Can you think, I mean, it's in the modern era, outside of a grand final, of a occasion where the MCG is going to be bubbling like it will be tonight?
Well, I heard you speaking to Juddy a moment ago, and I was thinking probably only the Commonwealth Games, the Olympic Games, and not even that, because we've got the Storm across the road. We've got live centres all around the place, Fed Square, all the pubs, everything's going tonight. This is it. I've been to Super Bowls. You've been to Super Bowls. We've been to them together. And, you know, that's an orchestrated organisation. This is organic. This springs from two suburbs side by side against each other.
Wow.
We've seen good times and seen bad. Yep. And, you know, it's funny, Mick. I know I've got the great tips these days, but I'm getting older. I know it's fashionable. But I was actually here in 1973 at the preliminary final when Collingwood led by 6 goals at halftime and Royce Hart came out and put on a display. Peter McKenna, my hero, was dropped that night for a 16-year-old Rene Kink from Ararat.
Wow.
Came on and kicked 4 goals in his first game. And then, of course, you know, the 81 grand final, which was a big win for the Tigers. But I grew up, my parents, when they first came to Australia, moved into Richmond and moved quickly out. And
I know what it means to
you. So it means everything. But I love the story, Mick. I've loved watching you when we're on the hot breakfast together wanting to sack everyone through desperation. But the passion was there. That was me. I just became the president. Mick became the mouthpiece for the club. But
both you boys, Ed and Mick, you went across the teams that your family supported. I find that very interesting.
So did you.
Well, so do I now. 20 years on, I have too.
Well, my dad was in the Air Force, so he didn't have a team, so we got to choose. And I sat next to a kid in primary school who barracked for Richmond, which is why you do it. But, mate, we've had so many barnies about football and all that, but I love talking football with you because I don't know anyone who's more passionate about it. How the Pies, it's been a great season, right? Despite whatever happens tonight, God forbid, but it's been a fantastic year for Collingwood, and there seems to be a real energy and a camaraderie, and everyone's mucked in behind the coach and administration. You're all pulling in the same direction.
Well, look, you know, we're going to get in. We're going to belt the hell out of each other, and everything's going to be on the line. But tonight, I hope, you know, with all my heart, that there's no issues anywhere else from that, because I reckon Richmond and Collingwood in the last 2 years have actually, and Melbourne coming through now, the spirit of the game that I fell in love with. Mm. Not this manufactured rubbish that the media try to get. He's hating him. And, you know, the media have got themselves so fizzed up that everyone hates each other. We do rival shows and we support each other. We promote each other's shows. We want football to be the winner, as we used to say. So tonight we're going to get two teams that actually crack gags, that have got a genuine love for their teammates. I drove down into the car park tonight. Sean Grigg was there, Vlosten. Nearly got him.
You didn't run him.
Nearly got him.
You opened the door as you went past.
Yeah, but I did. I put the window down and I got into Vlosten because he used to barrack for Collingwood. I said, what are you doing? But the fun of it is there. And they looked up, they see me, and you go, no worries. We know that they're going to try and break my heart tonight and I'm going to be barracking for it. But you know what? The bottom line is, one great side goes through for next week, and it would be special if Melbourne was that other great side.
Eddie, one of the things I have admired about you, you have stuck by Nathan Buckley. Always.
I was always in his corner too.
Yes, I know. Right. Yeah.
Were you really, Mick? But you have.
Oh, look, I'm a comedian.
You have, and that's what I love. And now it's paying off because here you are at a preliminary final with Bucks at the helm.
Yeah, but it wasn't blind faith. I mean, we really had a good look last year. I mean, that's sort of what my go is in these things, is that you come in. Yeah, as Carla always says, you know, I'm dangerous when I'm quiet, not when I'm flapping.
That's very true. I'm about for that.
She'll say, I'm not that dangerous that often.
I'm writing that down. That's good intel.
But, we actually forensically went through a club, as Richmond did. And you realise sometimes, and we've seen it, if only our politicians might take a leaf, sometimes you get the right people and you might not just have everything in the right positions. And then suddenly it goes and it clicks.
Yeah.
Mm. It's like anything in life. If you walk in, I always equate it to jumping in the shower. Someone, as you jump in the shower and you're angry and you're upset, you're tired or whatever, and your favourite song comes on and you don't realise you jump out and you're singing along, or you go in, you're feeling all right and you put some stub of your toe and the shampoo goes in your eye and you want to fight the world when you come out. It's
you just
only
need
a mindset
bit of Doobie Brothers,
don't you? Oh, no, Doobie Brothers.
Well, a bit of good old Collingwood do it.
I hope we're not hearing that. Hey, I've offered both your boys $500 for their ticket, their seat tonight. Wouldn't that be great?
They would give it to you, mate. Don't worry about that. And then stand either side of us because it would be on for young and old. Are we separated? Are we a fair way away from each other?
We are, but you'll hear it either way. Mate, I can't. Congratulations. And this is going to be... I'll tell you why I really want us to win. Because this will be the longest year ever. If Richmond lose to Collingwood, I might have to go into some kind of witness protection scheme or move
to
state till it
won't,
all blows
won't help
over.
You. We'll find you. It won't help. Mate, it would not matter.
I'll have to sell up and move away from the MCG. Mate, thank you for giving us your time on what is a huge day for you.
Yeah,
it's great
busy.
At the club. We love it, mate.
And let me say, really good luck to both the Tigers and the Pies.
That's what he's saying,
don't
Jane.
Make me choose a team.
No, let the umpires...
Who would you rather play next week?
I'm not saying.
Oh.
Let the umpires nor injury play any part in the outcome, and let's get stuck into it. Bounce the ball tonight and let two great football clubs and traditions, the essence of this great game, go head-to-head at each other at the home of footy, the MCG.
This is
what it's all about.
Is that a speech from Ben?
You've been here for many years. You've been here for many
years. This is Christmas. This is, you know what? This, and for me to have my two boys in Carlong's home, this is what my life is all about. You can have whatever you like. You can have your flashcards.
Yeah, shove
it. I'd live in a tent for the rest of my life if I could come.
No, you're going to make me cry.
It is. It'd be a really big tent and it'd be gold, I reckon.
I think it's called clamping these days, but anyway.
Great. Good luck to you and good luck to your famous club. I hope.
And let's hope that whoever gets through unscathed tonight.
Correct.
And put on a
good
performance
on you, mate.
Next week.
All right. And good luck to you. You're on your way to the airport.
Go Pies! Go Pies!
That's it. Cut his mic off.
Come on, McPies. Get stuck in. Oh, Pie, for God's sake. Give us a chance, you cheats.
He's warming up.
Me. That's it. I'm ready to go.
He's gone. Good luck to you.
Good luck, everyone.
Good luck to you.
Yeah, go D's.